Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. We're back in this series that I love so much, and this week we're going to talk about the Sabbath. It is so misunderstood today, and there are so many people who are legalistic about this and don't understand what they're talking about. So this week I hope to give you some clarity about the Sabbath, what it meant then, what it means today. In Matthew chapter 12, we read this. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples became hungry and picked the heads of the grain and ate them. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus, "Look, your disciples do what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. Remember, you're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath." And Jesus said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he became hungry, he and his companions, and he entered the house of God, meaning the temple, and they ate the consecrated bread? That was the holy bread. It was only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath in the temple, the priests break the Sabbath and are innocent? But I say to you, something greater than the temple is here." This is when these guys get really puckered. "But if you had known what this means, 'I desire compassion and not a sacrifice,' you would have not condemned the innocent." And here's the key verse. "For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." What does that mean? The one who created the days of the week, who created day, who created all of creation, is Lord over all creation. The Sabbath was the day set aside by God for the Jews alone and all the rules that went along with that. But Jesus fulfilled all the law. He is fully God, and he is Lord of the Sabbath. But the Pharisees saw this as another heresy because they knew what Jesus was saying. He was claiming to be God, standing on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.